ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
US President Joe Biden has told Israel that Washington won't participate in attacks on Iran as the region teeters on the brink of all-out war. The US helped Israel repel a barrage of rockets and drones launched by Iran over the weekend. After Israel killed senior members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in Syria earlier this month, Israeli leaders have vowed to extract a price for the Iranian attack, while United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged de-escalation at an emergency meeting of the Security Council.
Now is the time to defuse and de-escalate. Now is the time for maximum restraint.
UN Chief Antonio Guterres talking a short time ago. Dave Harden is a former US aid mission director to the West Bank and Gaza and was a senior advisor to Barack Obama's special envoy for Middle East peace and joins us this morning. Dave, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How much could this situation escalate and how quickly?
If Israel responds after yesterday's Iranian attacks, particularly if it responds in a way that escalates, then this could spin out in an unpredictable way. However, I don't think that's going to be the case. I think Biden was very clear that Bibi Netanyahu needs to pocket the win. And as far as I understand, Netanyahu has called off any retaliatory strikes at this point.
How do you think Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is considering this now? What do we know?
Well, we all have learned a few things as a result of this attack. I think, first of all, the technology and the superiority of Israel's defense systems was pretty phenomenal. I mean, it had a 99% rate in stopping or interdicting all of the drones and the ballistic missiles and all that came in. So that's pretty incredible. Nevertheless, when 300 come in, you know, the some do hit. And it's interesting that the Iranians were able to hit the base where the Israelis had launched the strike in Damascus against the IRGC. And so we shouldn't underestimate Iranian capabilities. There was a lot of signaling in advance. The drones are slow and easy to take out. And so, you know, another round, another chapter could look very different. But I would say, you know, each side had some interesting elements of this attack. Thank goodness there wasn't any real loss of life. There was one girl that was injured. And so, you know, for that, we should all be grateful. The other thing I think that's kind of interesting is the coalition in defense of Israel. And so it was the U.S., U.K., I believe France participated. Jordan and the king's daughter knocked out five of the drones, as that's being reported. And I believe Saudi Arabia was also involved in the defense of striking back against the Iranian onslaught. So that was something that maybe the Iranians weren't necessarily anticipating, the broad array of actors, including Arab states that were defending essentially Israel.
It's been reported Joe Biden told Benjamin Netanyahu the US won't join any attack on Iran. What does that mean for the relationship that's been under intense pressure?
So I think what Biden is saying is the United States provided a very robust defense of Israel during yesterday's attack, and the U.S. interdicted several of the ballistic missiles. And of course, the U.S. provides, you know, enormous military and security support for and intelligence support for Israel. What Biden was saying to Bibi Netanyahu is pocket the win. Look, you came out of this okay. You took out seven leaders of the IRGC, you know, a week ago. This was the Iranian response. You won, pocket it, don't escalate. And if you do, you're going to be on your own. And I can tell you in the United States, there's not a lot of sentiment for us getting deeper involved. Israel may want us to be more deeply involved, but on the domestic front and during an election year, There's not a lot of sentiment for a real U.S. engagement in another Middle Eastern war.
There's been more international conversation around the two-state solution, and you've written about this and how you believe it's the only pathway to peace. Are these attacks likely to set that back further?
I don't think so, actually. I think almost the reverse. So it's true that this attack kind of notches down the situation in Gaza for the moment, but Gaza is facing a famine, and the humanitarian catastrophe has really diminished Israel's standing in the world. Today, after the Iranian strike, there's a lot of sympathy for Israel, but the world will turn back to Gaza, I think, pretty soon. You know, in my view, the only solution is a two-state solution. The Israelis aren't leaving. The Palestinians aren't leaving. They're roughly equal in population. They have, you know, they're both in the same space. They can't get divorced. The only possibility is a two-state solution. I also think that kind of the price for this enormous American support to Israel, which is not, you know, it's very divisive in the United States. The price has got to be that the U.S. recognizes Palestinian aspirations, Palestinian desires for a state, legitimate desires for a statehood. And so, you know, I'm hoping that we will get to that space pretty soon where the Palestinians can see a path for their own future.
Dave, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Dave Harden is a former US aid mission director to the West Bank and Gaza. He was a senior advisor to Barack Obama's special envoy for Middle East peace. Joining us this morning, you're listening to RN Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.